Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I am your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk to you about a toy of the week. This week, we're going to take a little break from what I've been doing too much of, or not. You know, I love Star Wars, I love Transformers, so I talk about them a lot. But this week, the toy of the week are OMFG figures. They're outlandish minifigure guys. This is a line that is needs some explaining. Let me start off with the short version. Basically, if you liked Muscle Man or Monster in My Pocket, they're a lot like that. They're about 2 inches tall, pink plastic, unpainted, unjointed figures. Why do you want them? Because they're like Muscle Men, and I like Muscle Men. If you like Muscle Men, you're in for a treat. The five styles were created through October Toys' forums, and they used Kickstarter to finance the line. Basically, fans would throw in designs, and they'd vote on them. When they found five they liked, they put the project on Kickstarter. And that allowed people to pledge money and get a set of figures. Now the figures are for sale to you and the rest of the world. I did the Kickstarter because I couldn't help myself. Full disclosure, I am a fanboy. I like these a lot. And they're pretty well done. The sculpting is really great, way better than the original Muscle Man figures. And they're done by fans all over the world. There are some guys from Germany. There's guys from all over the place. And the 5-pack of figures is currently... And it may, you know, as always, with anything on our website is subject to change, $9.99 on our website. The OMFGs include King Caster, a little castle. He's sculpted, he's got an angry face, whereas like drawbridge would be the little tiny cannon on his head. It's flat, you could have another figure stand on it if you want to. Really well done. Stroll is a troll. He has a big eye, it is unpainted, so you can put a pupil on there if you want and point where he's looking. He's got little claws, he's fuzzy. Reminds me a little bit of some of the 1980s plush monster toys. It's really cool. And his butt is signed SS for Spanky Stokes, which is the designer. The Phantom Outhouse, also known as the Phantom Shithouse, that is an exploding outhouse. It is a little house with giant arms, goopy arms coming out of it, and goopy feet. Since unpainted, they're all pink, but you get the idea of what this is supposed to be. And it's pretty gross, but I think it's pretty funny. And what can I say? I like toilet humor, and I don't have enough toilet action figures. I still need a fearsome flush from the real Ghostbusters. So that's really cool. Multi-Skull is a figure made up of skulls. He's basically exactly the size of an old Muscle Man. I believe the designer said that he sculpted the figure over an old muscle figure to get the dimensions right. Skulls for hands, skulls for a chest, skull for a head, skulls for feet, skulls for legs, skulls for knees. It's really amazing. I started to try to count how many skulls were on them, and then I gave up. Let's just say that there's a whole lot of skulls. And rounding out the set is Crawdad Kid, which reminds me a little bit of Battle Beast. It's a crawfish man in pants and a jacket. He's got claws. He's got kind of a crabby head, ugly face, well-sculpted boots. It's a really well-designed figure. It almost makes you wish it had shoulder joints. It seems like it might be in-home in an alternate universe version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But all five figures are available in a set that looks like it was packaged in a card back, almost exactly like Muscle Man figures. I have one here. It's really cool. It's ages 16 and up. Oh, well, I'm sure it's be fine for some younger kids, but it says ages 16 and up on there. So with that in mind, kids, ask your parents. I like it a lot. I think it's great. For the price, you can't go wrong. About $2 a minifigure. They're a lot of fun. I got mine in... I want to say they showed up in January. I pledged last year before Comic-Con, and they've been sitting on top of my computer monitor ever since. And they're small enough where they can stand on an LCD monitor or an iMac, which in this age of no CRT monitors anymore, kind of nice because, you know, you want to be able to have figures on your computers that don't fall off. And they haven't fallen off. It's a great size. They stand up well, and they're a lot of fun. If you're a minifigure collector, get these. If you don't want to be a minifigure collector, don't buy these because... I started looking on eBay for Dynamites and Muscle Men and other old figures, so it's dangerous. But they're a lot of fun, they're really cool, and of course, if you want, you can paint them. And I'm not very talented, I'm what you call a hack. I talk about things, and I like things. I have no real skills to speak of in the way of being an artisan or a craftsman. I can complain a lot, and I enjoy eating. Those are the things I'm pretty good at. But beyond that, not so much. So if you have the chance to pick up these figures, and you can on our website right now by searching on OMFG, you should. Series 2 is in the works. They're still figuring out what figures are going to be. Well, actually, no, they just figured out what figures are going to be in it. But the prototypes and sculpts are not yet ready, and there is no known release date, as in I don't know what the release date is. So check them out. I mean, it's a very interesting line, and you'd be hard-pressed to find anything quite like it at retail. And I mean that because the only other line that's really like it today in the U.S. is called Slug Zombies from Jack's Pacific, which I have not seen in a single store yet. I've heard rumors that Walgreens carry them, but I haven't seen any there. We have those for sale as well, and I'm probably going to order a set pretty soon myself because they're, again, just like Muscle Men, except they also have people to fight the zombies. And there's an Abraham Lincoln zombie, all kinds of stuff. It's a neat line, and I'm very happy to see a return of minifigures, especially now that things like plastic are going up. You got to make cheaper toys again. And seeing something made by fans at what I consider to be a pretty darn good price, I'm pretty happy. So I like them a lot. Get them for your desk at work. OMFG, good times. Seriously, I'm not being paid. I paid for these. I pre-ordered them before they even came out. That's how you know I'm very interested in this kind of toy line. I think it's great, and I'm rambling. So I'm going to stop here. Follow me on Twitter, won't you? Twitter.com/EntEarth. Don't forget to check out our latest sale. I'm not even going to say what it is because it changes every week. So go to sale.entertainmentearth.com, and you will see a new exciting offer tailor-made for you if the offer is a thing that you like. We often do buy a couple, get one, percentage offs, free shipping, all kinds of stuff. And next week's unprecedented. Let's say that. You won't see this coming. So check it out at sale.entertainmentearth.com, and I will see you next time on the podcast.